The right footwear will make pheasant hunting more comfortable. We're lacing up the boots next on Western Life Radio. The hunts are on, and no matter what game you're after this fall, Sportsman's Warehouse has the gear needed to enhance your outdoor experience. From camping to fishing to hunting and more, Sportsman's Warehouse stores are filled with the brands you know and trust. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable people who share your passion for the great outdoors. So whether you're hunting game or hunting the best deals to get a jump on the holiday season, visit one of Utah's Sportsman's Warehouse locations and take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Find the right footwear for your upland game hunts. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse gets us started.
Right now, what we want to talk about, focus on, is your footwear. When you're up in game hunting, it's really important that you wear a very well-fitting boot with a fairly firm sole. I prefer a high boot, an 8-inch type boot, a waterproof boot, and then also if you wear gaiters or chaps on your legs, it's a big benefit. If you really want to get after those big wild roosters, you sometimes have to get into that really thick, nasty stuff down in there where sometimes even the dogs won't tread. Some of those rose bushes, the wild rose bushes and the sphragmites and the cattails and along river bottoms and so forth, and the real nasty, thick sagebrush and mountain mahogany where they'll get into the bottom of a gully. So sometimes it really helps to have chaps or definitely wear some gaiters on your boot, and that'll keep weeds and brush and seeds and all that from going down inside your boot and making it a really uncomfortable walk. Yeah, and the other thing is to look for a boot. If it's a nylon-sided boot that has a real tight weave nylon to it, because if it has the loose vented type mesh to it, a lot of times the cheatgrass seeds or the wheat seeds will get stuck in your thing, and they can actually work in and punch your holes in your waterproof bladder. So you want to make sure you have a tighter weave pattern if you're going to use a nylon-sided boot. They are nice because they're a little bit lighter weight rather than a full leather boot, but a full leather boot, you don't have the problem with brush penetrating them.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.